Now, the open day to go inside Diamond starts with a talk explaining the workings of an electron accelerator like Diamond and how different beams of light can be produced by basically getting electrons to move close to the speed of light around a ring. Following this talk is access into the ring itself to see where it all takes place, and this is guided by the many engineers and technicians working at Diamond, providing their insight into running such a large-scale yet precise experiment.
As all the physicists will know, electrons carry on in a straight line and you can bend them with a magnet. So we generate...
Hello, my name's David Hawkins. I'm a mechanical design engineer at Diamond Light Source, and today I'm a tour guide showing people around the facility.
So, David, what are the key points that you kind of want to get across to visitors as you take them around the facility?
A general appreciation of how the machine works, and then looking at individual pieces of the machine, and then taking them to a talk by a scientist so they can understand what the scientists are trying to get out of the machine. What I do try and do is to make it understandable. For instance, the radio frequency cavities, I try and make analogous to the kitchen with the microwave unit.
And what's the general reception of your kind of crowds that you get, of the groups that you take around?
I find they usually aghast. And also the sorts of work that's done. Things like working on the hip joints, the Mary Rose Trust, being able to read the deep sea scrolls without unrolling them. It just carries on and on and on. They really are amazed.
And what about your role here at Diamond then? So you're a design engineer. What do you design, I guess, and what does it involve?
I design bits of the beamline. I mean, I've designed things like diamond windows, diamond fluoresces when it's hit by light, and we use that to work out where the beam is. So as the beam comes into the hutch, we want to know where it is. But designing a piece of diamond 0.9 millimetre thick that's got to take a lot of heat without breaking, that takes a bit of effort.
And so what's the role of this diamond window with regard to the synchrotron as a whole, and like how important is it?
When you're commissioning that beam, you need to know where the beam is because it can get deflected all over the place. So we had 4 diamond windows down the length of that particular beam line. I-15, it's the high-pressure extreme conditions beamline. So we had 4 diamond windows down there. So as we were getting the light into the hutch, we could find out where it had gone wrong, and they were invaluable on setting up. Otherwise you were just working in the dark. You had a big dark room and you didn't know where the beam was.
So they help you guide where to get the beam to, I guess, and then do they stay in place or are they then removed?
They stay in place all the time. The second role is they provide a barrier. So if you have a loss of vacuum, you don't contaminate the next section up.